Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Stoic podcast. Today, we have a hot topic that we've all encountered called mindful intimacies, where we delve into how philosophy can elevate our most intimate moments. I'm Valentino.
And I'm Nicole. Today, we're tapping into some ancient wisdom with Stoicism, discussing how it can actually improve your sex life, both mentally and physically.
Absolutely, Nicole. It's fascinating how a philosophy that's over 2 millennia old can have such profound implications for something as integral as our sex lives.
Right, so let's break it down. We've got some tips, discussions, and even a few resources lined up. Our goal today? To help you understand and implement Stoic principles to boost intimacy and satisfaction.
Let's delve deeper into how a Stoic mindset can transform the intimacy in your bedroom. Stoicism, at its core, encourages us to distinguish between what's in our control and what isn't. In the realm of sex, this principle can be incredibly liberating.
Absolutely. For instance, you can't control every aspect of sexual experiences, like your partner's reactions or the exact outcome of an intimate encounter. But you can control your own actions, like how you communicate and how present you are during those moments.
Which brings us to our first detailed tip. Focus on mindful presence. During intimate moments, really focus on the sensations, the emotional connection, and the experience itself, rather than worrying about performance or end results. This helps reduce anxiety and increases enjoyment for both partners.
And this ties into open communication. Discuss expectations and boundaries openly with your partner. Stoicism teaches us not to assume, but to understand and respect each other's perspectives. This kind of dialogue can greatly enhance comfort and pleasure.
It's also about accepting that not every sexual encounter will be perfect, and that's okay. If something doesn't go as planned, instead of focusing on disappointment, use it as a chance to learn and adapt. Ask yourselves, what can we learn from this experience?
Right, and this approach can be especially helpful in managing emotions. For example, if one partner feels rejected or inadequate, having a Stoic mindset helps in addressing these feelings constructively. It's not about suppressing emotions, but rather managing them in a way that promotes understanding and growth.
To put this into practice, we suggest starting with small, manageable goals. Maybe it's committing to talking openly about your likes and dislikes in bed, or maybe it's about agreeing to give feedback in a compassionate way after being intimate. And let's not forget about self-awareness. Being aware of your own responses and emotions plays a huge role. Reflecting on why you feel a certain way during intimate moments can reveal underlying beliefs or anxieties that might need addressing. Stoicism doesn't make the challenges vanish, but it equips us to handle them better. By focusing on what we can control, we open up a space where intimacy can flourish in a relaxed and authentic way.
Well said, Valentino. It's about building a foundation of trust and openness, where both partners feel valued and heard. That's the power of bringing a Stoic mindset into the bedroom. Stay with us as we delve into overcoming common sexual obstacles with grace and resilience. Up next.
Hey, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today. If you're finding value in our discussion on Stoicism and intimacy, we've got a little favor to ask.
If you could take a moment to hit that share button and subscribe to our podcast, it would mean the world to us. It helps us reach more people who could benefit from these life-enhancing tips.
And here's something extra for those who really want to dive deeper. Sign up to receive our weekly newsletter. It's packed with free Stoic quotes and practical tips that can transform your everyday life, not just your intimate moments.
Plus, stick around till the end of the episode. We've got some powerful insights that you won't want to miss, designed to help you truly integrate today's discussion into your life. So, let's jump back in and make the most of our time together today. Thanks for sharing, subscribing, and signing up. Let's get back to enhancing our lives with Stoicism.
Building on the foundation of a Stoic mindset, let's tackle the inevitable obstacles in the bedroom. From mismatched libidos to performance anxieties, these challenges can seem daunting, but Stoicism offers a unique way to approach them.
Indeed, Valentino. Stoicism doesn't just teach us to endure difficulties, it teaches us to use them as tools for personal and relational growth. Let's break down our second tip, viewing obstacles as opportunities to improve and deepen intimacy. One common issue couples face is anxiety over performance. This can affect anyone, regardless of gender. Men might worry about endurance or erection, while women might feel anxious about their bodies or achieving orgasm.
Here's where Stoicism helps. Instead of focusing on these fears, we can concentrate on what we can control, our response to these feelings. For instance, if performance anxiety arises, instead of spiraling into worry, acknowledge the anxiety, discuss it openly with your partner, and decide together how to alleviate it. This could mean slowing down, focusing more on foreplay, or perhaps incorporating mindfulness techniques right before and during intimacy to stay present and connected rather than worried.
Another obstacle might be differing desires or sexual preferences. Here, Stoicism encourages us to face these differences with honesty and resilience. Communicate your desires openly and be ready to listen to your partner's needs and boundaries without judgment.
It's important here to manage expectations. Stoicism teaches us to be flexible in our expectations and resilient in our reactions. This flexibility can help couples navigate through their differences and find common ground or new areas to explore together.
And let's not forget, overcoming these obstacles together can actually strengthen your relationship. Every challenge you face and navigate together can build trust and intimacy, deepening your connection in ways that smooth sailing never could. For practical exercises, couples can try the Stoic Reflection exercise. At the end of each week, sit down together and discuss what went well in your intimate moments and what challenges occurred. Reflect on how you both responded to these situations and how you can improve moving forward. This kind of reflective practice not only promotes better understanding, but also cultivates a proactive approach to handling future challenges.
Absolutely, Nicole. It's about turning what might seem like roadblocks into stepping stones for a richer, more fulfilling relationship. Up next, we'll explore how embracing self-acceptance can transform your sex life. But remember, the key takeaway here is that challenges aren't just obstacles, they're opportunities. Stay tuned as we dive into self-acceptance and its pivotal role in enhancing your intimate experiences. Welcome back! We've covered how adopting a Stoic mindset can help us manage expectations and communicate more openly. Now, let's dive into perhaps the most transformative aspect of Stoicism for your sex life. Self-acceptance and confidence. That's right. Stoicism isn't just about dealing with external challenges. It's profoundly about internal acceptance. And when it comes to intimacy, how we see ourselves can significantly influence our experiences. Self-acceptance in this context means embracing every part of yourself, your body, your desires, your sexual identity. It's about understanding that you are worthy of love and pleasure, regardless of societal standards or past insecurities.
And here's where our third tip comes into play. Practice daily affirmations that focus on self-love and body positivity. Something as simple as, "I am worthy of love and respect," or "my body deserves pleasure," can start changing the way you view yourself and interact sexually. This builds not just confidence, but also authenticity in your sexual relationships. When you're confident and comfortable with yourself, you're more likely to communicate your needs and desires clearly, which can lead to more satisfying sexual experiences. And let's talk about the practical side of achieving self-acceptance. This can involve mindfulness practices like meditation, which helps in calming the mind and reducing body-conscious anxiety. It can also include journaling your thoughts and feelings about your body and sexual identity.
Exactly, Nicole. And for those looking for guidance, books like The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonia Renee Taylor offer powerful insights into the radical self-love movement, which complements Stoic principles beautifully by advocating for unconditional acceptance of oneself. Another resource is the app Headspace, which offers guided meditations that focus on self-compassion and body positivity. These tools can be particularly helpful in building a mindset that celebrates and accepts your body as it is.
It's also crucial to be patient with yourself on this journey. Self-acceptance is a process, and like any aspect of Stoicism, it's about progress, not perfection. And remember, by fostering self-acceptance, you not only improve your sex life, but also enhance your overall mental and emotional well-being. This is the holistic benefit of Stoicism. It enriches all facets of life.
In closing, whether you're single or in a relationship, embracing Stoic principles of focus, resilience, and acceptance can profoundly impact your intimate life. It's about enjoying the journey with all its ups and downs and growing along the way. We love bringing you these episodes and diving into the profound impacts of philosophy on everyday life. So, if you have a moment, please like and subscribe to this podcast and share with friends or family who might also benefit from a little Stoic wisdom in their lives. And if you're looking to get a little more from us, make sure to sign up for our newsletter. Each week, we send out a collection of Stoic quotes and tips straight to your inbox, helping you to continue your journey toward a more mindful and fulfilling life. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and stay Stoic.